If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel with a one-time donation, which is not tax-deductible, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. If you buy me a coffee, I will mention your name in my next video. Buy three or more coffees, and I will also read your comment up to three sentences, so long as it's not out of line. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. Now, I've explained my journey through the political spectrum in previous videos, how I went from a Rush Limbaugh neoconservative Republican Party true believer to disillusioned with the party and democracy in general, realizing that monarchy was better and that the institution of the social reign of Christ as king is the only legitimate governmental structure. Unfortunately, we don't have that now, so we have to work with what we have. But I was truly ready to never vote again unless it was for someone who was truly outside of the political structure and who was willing to actually make a difference, not just give empty promises. And that man showed up in 2016, Donald Trump. He got elected and did, I believe, an excellent job as president. He actually started building the wall. He put in pro-life justices, which resulted in the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Things that Republicans had promised us for decades, but just couldn't deliver. He even tried to repeal Obamacare, only to be stopped by the very Republicans who promised us that they would overturn it if we gave them one more chance and voted them in, which we did. And I've said all this before, but things seem different this time. First of all, the Republican Party is not our party anymore. How can it be? They used to be pro-life, not just anti-Roe versus Wade, not just the states should decide, but pro-life. At least that's what I thought. Maybe they were just for states' rights all along. They used to be for traditional marriage and, quote, family values. Now they're just not for gender reassignment surgery before the age of 18. But everything else, that's gone. They're not even pretending to be for traditional marriage and Christian values anymore. They're falling all over themselves trying to convince the rainbow crowd that they're on their side, Donald Trump included. Just look at the Republican Party platform that was issued at the 2024 Republican Convention. All of our issues, abortion, traditional marriage, Christian values, etc., have either been removed or drastically reduced. So what exactly do they stand for? What does the Republican Party stand for? Low taxes, strong military, closed borders, low regulations? Is that it? I'm sorry, but God cares more about human life than he does the GDP. So what do they offer us, the Christian base? Nothing. Not a damn thing. The only thing they offer us is they're not as bad as the Democrats. And this is true. Sure, the Republicans are content with the abortion issue resting with the states, but what happened outside the DNC was nothing less than offering sacrifices to Moloch to win the election so the Democrats can reinstitute said ritual as a constitutional right again. I would bet that there were witches and Satanists present performing rituals while that was going on. The Democrat Party is the party of Satan. The Republican Party is the party of not Satan, not the party of Christ the King, but also not the party of Satan. Is that enough? And I'm sorry, but I have to include Donald Trump. I can no longer view him as separate from the Republican Party as a whole. He is no longer pro-life, not in any sense that matters today. He is making it clear that he has no intention of furthering the cause. He has said on Truth Social that his administration would be, quote, great for women and their reproductive rights. J.D. Vance said in an interview that Donald Trump would veto a national ban on abortion and that Trump wants the issue to stay at the state level. Now, don't get me wrong, the overturning of Roe v. Wade was a massive win for the pro-life movement, and Donald Trump deserves all the credit. And I think it's safe to say that we can rest assured that he would also not support a reinstatement of any national law giving a right to abortion, taking it away from the states. But is that enough? Look, Donald Trump was never pro-life in the same sense that we are. So I don't think he has really changed, but rather his true feelings on the issue are now surfacing. The battleground for the pro-life movement has changed. For decades, it was with Roe v. Wade. Trump put in pro-life justices, and it was overturned. Now the battle is at the state level, of course, but also to fight for a national across-the-board ban. And he's not on our side for that. A person could have always been pro-choice, but against Roe versus Wade, recognizing a state's rights to choose. So here's where we're at. The Democrats want full rights for abortion reinstated, and Donald Trump wants to keep the status quo. Is that enough? Morally, I would say yes. The principle of double effect kicks in. If we are left with a choice of two evils, we choose the lesser of the two evils. And Donald Trump is clearly the lesser of the two evils. So we are morally justified in voting for him. That being said, I can't say it's a moral imperative to vote for him. We are not morally bound to vote for someone who does not stand for Catholic morality, and Trump's stance on abortion is not in line with Catholic morality. Neither is his stance on rainbow marriage, nor his stance on IVF. Which I know is a bit of a change from the last video I made on this, but a lot has changed since then. Trump and Vance are wavering on abortion, the RNC kicked us to the curb, Melania is trying to secure the LGBTQ vote, and Trump recently announced his plan to federally fund IVF treatments. But this really isn't a change. It's just all coming to the surface now. But it was always there. We saw it, we just didn't want to admit it. Trump was never the Christian candidate promoting Christian values. He was the candidate Christians wanted, and they imposed their values on him. But the blinders are coming off and people are starting to see it. First, there was the debate that knocked Joe Biden out of the race, then the assassination attempt that gave us that iconic image. And it was a done deal. The Democrats had no chance. No one believed Kamala Harris had any kind of shot at this. But today, she is leading in most polls. Why? Because Trump is losing support in the pro-life arena. That's why. No, I don't trust the polls, but you and I both know that Trump needs to be so far ahead that they can't do anything about it. Are the Trump rallies still overflowing? Do the evangelicals still believe that he was sent by God to lead us to the promised land? Where are all the evangelical pastors venerating him? He doesn't have a prayer without them. Is the enthusiasm waning? These are genuine questions, I don't know, but I haven't heard about any of that for a while. Now make no mistake, this could legitimately cost him the election. He stopped listening to us and started listening to political analysts who were telling him that he already has our vote, but he can siphon votes off of Harris with this issue and pick up some of the moderately pro-choice crowd. That's what I think's going on. But Democrat light will not work. It never does. Just ask Bob Dole, John McCain, and Mitt Romney. Oh, but we have Robert Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard on our side. Who cares? They're both pro-choice Democrats. Robert Kennedy is a staunch liberal and a fanatical environmentalist. He always has been. But now all of a sudden he's a good guy? You see, this is what I mean about being on a team when it comes to politics. It clouds your judgment. This isn't sports. He wasn't playing for the Raiders and we couldn't stand him, but now he's playing for the Chiefs, so he's okay. And by the way, I've been a Chiefs fan for over 30 years, so don't accuse me of being a fair-weather fan. And it's the same with Bill Maher. The left has gone too far even for him, and when he says things that are halfway reasonable, everyone thinks he's on our side. No, he's not. He's still a liberal. He's still pro-choice, pro-gay marriage, pro-socialism, and probably a communist. We can get so caught up in this team mentality when it comes to politics that we forget what's important. And quite frankly, the neocons are so desperate that they'll literally take anyone. All that happens when ex-Democrats become Republicans is it pulls the party to the left. J.D. Vance used to be 100% pro-life, but now his stance aligns with Trump's. I thought Kristi Noem was the likely VP choice. What happened? Would she not budge on her pro-life stance? Oh, that's right. She shot her dog 15 years ago. We can't have that. We care more about the lives of animals than the lives of people in this country. Look, we can't vote our way out of this. Even if Trump wins, our country will continue down the road to hell, just at a slower pace, hopefully. The only thing we can do is pray, especially the rosary, and do penance. That's what Our Lady said. But temporally speaking, the pro-life movement has made lots of gains over the last several years in reducing the number of abortions, getting clinics closed down, even before the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And now almost half of the states have waiting periods or full bans. All of that is in jeopardy if Harris and the Democrats get in. They will work tirelessly for the reinstatement of, quote, reproductive rights for women. Harris made it clear that she is for abortion without restrictions. At least with Trump, we know it will stay at the state level and we can continue to work there. A time is coming, and it may be the next election, where I won't be able to justify voting at all. With how far to the left the Republican Party is now, imagine where it will be 10 years from now. And no, a third party is not the answer. The same thing will happen to them. But for now, I haven't changed my mind. I'm still voting for Trump, and I think you should too. But it's understandable if you don't feel that you can. But you cannot vote for Harris. For me, it's a defensive vote. A vote against Harris, not a vote for Trump. And that usually doesn't work out good. Until my next video, God bless.